At Kroger Pharmacy, care is what's most convenient for you. Care is being here when you need us. We're open evenings and weekends. Care is helping you save more. Most insurance plans and discount cards are accepted at your local Kroger Pharmacy. Care is saving you time by managing your prescriptions online. You can request refills, check order status, and more. Care is convenience that works for everyone. Kroger Health, a world of care is in store. Services and availability vary by location. Age and other restrictions may apply. For coverage, consult your health insurance company. Visit the pharmacy or our site for details.
Is Joe Mixon the best running back to ever suit up for the Houston Texans? That's a topic that's become worthy of talking about in the city of Houston. Let's talk about it on this edition of The Bullpen. Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, whenever you are turning into this edition of Bullpen Light, I'd like to call it. This is an audio only version in which, you know, me, James, I haven't even introduced myself. Thomas Chavarria taking over today for the bullpen. We're doing audio only editions to talk about certain topics. And today I wanted to talk about Joe Mixon and his amazing performance and where it stacks up in the history of the Texans and how he stacks up against other great Texan running backs to really answer this question. The question was posed on a sports talk radio station. I believe it was 610 yesterday morning, I believe. I'm sorry. And basically, it was outlined that Joe Mixon is the best dude that ever suited up for the Texans. It got met with a lot of backlash, but it made me wonder, okay, where is this coming from? Can I speak to it? Is that legit? First and foremost, Joe Mixon's performance on Sunday was the sixth most rushing yards all time for a single game in Texans history, which I didn't know, but I was pleasantly surprised. Arian Foster leads the way. He ran for 231 yards on November 12th, 2010, against the same Indianapolis Colts. Arian Foster lit it up all throughout his time as a Texan, arguably the greatest Texan to ever do it. He's got the top three highest rushing totals for a single game, which, I mean, is super impressive in its own right. There's some other really notable names on this list before you get to Joe Mixon at number six. Lamar Miller ran for 162 against the Tennessee Titans on November 26, 2018. Interesting about Lamar Miller's day, he ran for 162 yards on 12 attempts. He averaged 13.5 yards a carry. Just absolutely insane numbers. I know I watched that game. I had to watch that game. I just can't believe reading it now that Lamar Miller had the day that he had. Next on the list, Carlos Hyde. For some fans, they remember the two years that Carlos Hyde had where he was incredibly efficient for a guy that, you know, they just kind of picked up off the street. He ran for 160 yards November 3rd, 2019 against Jacksonville, 19 carries, averaged 8.4 yards a carry, and then you get to Joe Mixon. The interesting thing about Joe Mixon's day, when I saw the 30 carries, I thought, that's got to be the most, if not really close to the most, rushing attempts for a Texan running back. Ironically enough, Arian Foster's day that leads the way with 231 yards was only on 33 carries. I say only, that's still an incredible number, but for the amount that he rushed for, you would think he had more carries. The most rushing attempts by a running back belongs to Alfred Blue. He ran 36 times for 156 yards, which lands him 10th all time in Texans history for a single game. He did that November 16th of 2014 against the Cleveland Browns. Really, really impressive day for Alfred Blue. Ironically enough, as I went through this list, the name that kind of blew my mind on this list, if you scroll down, this shows, I'm using StatMuse for my information. It's a great place to get your information if you are looking to let's search stats for anything. Stat News is the place for me. Damian Pierce is on this list at 22 with 139 yards. He did that November 3rd of 2022 against the Eagles, 27 carries for 5.1 yards carry. So Damian Pierce has got it in him. We just got to get it back out onto the field. Getting back to the discussion with Arian Foster and Joe Mixon and some of these other names, I mean, it's incredibly impressive what Joe Mixon was able to do right out of the box. I really think that looking forward, you can expect probably another couple huge days in his future when you think about the offense of the Texans' future, in which you have to pick your poison. You have to decide, do I want to challenge C.J. Stroud and his ability to find an open wide receiver, or do I want to have a light box the way the Colts talked about how they basically said we dared them to run the football because we didn't want to deal with the pass threat, to which Joe Mixon just gashed them over and over to the tune of 5.3 yards a carry. The interesting thing, which I just can't believe, is that Clint Sterner, a host on this Sports Talk radio show, said that he was the greatest Texan all-time running back after one day on the job. I thought that was pretty interesting because I could see it, but it kind of is disrespectful to what Arian Foster was able to do, especially when you think that Arian Foster did it his entire career with the Houston Texans.
At Kroger Pharmacy, care is what's most convenient for you. Care is being here when you need us. We're open evenings and weekends. Care is helping you save more. Most insurance plans and discount cards are accepted at your local Kroger Pharmacy. Care is saving you time by managing your prescriptions online. You can request refills, check order status, and more. Care is convenience that works for everyone. Kroger Health, a world of care is in store. Services and availability vary by location. Age and other restrictions may apply. For coverage, consult your health insurance company. Visit the pharmacy or our site for details.
Comparing the two running backs, aside from what team they played for, you look at what Joe Mixon has done to this point. He's been in the league for 7 years. He's ran for 6,571 yards on 1,601 attempts. He scored 50 touchdowns. And that's in 98 games. So it's a really impressive stat line so far. When you think about it, he averages 4.1 yards per carry. I think that's a really good number. Looking over at Arian Foster, 7 years in his career, ran for 6,472 yards, very comparable. In less games, though, only in 80 career games, total was a little higher. He averaged 4.5 yards a carry. He did have 1 year in Miami, but we won't talk about that because it really wasn't much to talk about. He played in 4 games. He had 22 attempts and had 55 yards. I'm sure Arian Foster would like to forget that 1 year. We're going to let him forget that 1 year. These two guys are so similar, you know, the ability, the vision, the one cut, the zone offense. I think it's really, really interesting that they're compared. They're so comparable at this point in their career. I'm really looking forward to seeing what Joe Mixon can do going forward. I love that Nick Caserio went out of his way right away to sign him long term. I think it's important to have that guy be locked down so you're not having to compete with other teams when it's time to pay a guy like that. Obviously, he's 28, so he's kind of on the back end of his career, but I really feel like you're getting a dude with fresh legs. He had some seasons where he didn't have a complete year. 2020, he only had 6 games. He only had 119 attempts. I think that's something that'll help keep him, you know, fresh, because you look at some backs and it's like 400 carries a year. I think what's interesting with Joe Mixon, which I think the Texans were smart to lock him up, was that he's never had 300 carries in a season. Why is that such a big deal? Because you look at a guy like Derrick Henry, who, while he was a monster for a couple seasons, the dude was at like 400 or something carries, and there's just so much wear and tear on the body. So while Joe Mixon has been very productive in his time in the league, he's also kind of not been overexposed, in my opinion. I think they've done a really good job of limiting the workload, sharing it, spreading it out, so that you're going to get a player that can, you know, play past 30, the year 30 normally is like a death sentence for running backs. So here's hoping that Joe Mixon at least is productive up to that, and potentially, you know, a year later, I think his contract runs up to his 31 year, his 31st year. So it's an interesting debate. I'm really interested to see what, you know, the bullpen listeners think about this debate with respect to Arian Foster. I know there is a lot of love. I imagine when James Roy gets his hands on this audio, he's going to be, that's absolutely ridiculous. I know he's currently serving, so he doesn't get a chance to listen to the Houston Sports Talk Radio like I do. And when I heard that over the radio, I couldn't believe it because, quite frankly, Arian Foster is synonymous with running backs in the city of Houston. I don't think that anybody sees Lamar Miller, or Carlos Hyde, or Alfred Blue, Steve Slayton, Dominic Williams, Ron Dane, any of these guys, you know, in the same airspace as Arian Foster. And Clint Sterner went so far as to just completely bypass him. So definitely interested to see what the bullpen guys think. I think it's going to be an interesting topic of discussion. That being said, our lives are on Wednesday. Please come out and support the lives. We love the interaction with the listeners. We love the questions. We love the comments. We love the concerns. We're always looking to, you know, give y'all a space to have a voice and speak your piece. So Wednesday, the lives, that's definitely the place to do it. I really think that over the last couple of lives that we've had some really good interaction from some really great fans of the bullpen. We really appreciate all of y'all. It's just getting started. You know, we're really looking to get bigger and better every week. We're going to do more of these segments like this where you break down, you know, maybe Stephon Diggs has an otherworldly performance and we can compare him to other wide receivers. It'll be things of that nature. We'll always be looking to keep it fresh and something that you can, you know, maybe something you don't think about. You know, I as a fantasy guy, all I saw was cash when I saw Joe Mixon because I drafted him in fantasy leagues. But I didn't take the time to compare him to some of the other great rushing performances by Houston Texans. And to find out he's number 6 on this list kind of blew my mind. One, because I thought he would have been closer to the top, but two, because you had some of these names that I kind of forgotten about. You know, Lamar Miller was really good for a long time, and it wasn't who I thought of when I thought of the top rushers. I thought Arian Foster, and that was pretty much it. So appreciate y'all taking the time to listen to this. Like I said, this will be the first of many. I have been Thomas Chavarria. You can find me on Twitter at Third Coast Tom. Find me on Instagram at TCTom1. Definitely check out the bullpen socials. We are on YouTube, obviously. I know we now have an Instagram, which is pretty cool. We got to start putting more content there. That's something that we just got started. So please come check us out, and appreciate y'all tuning in.
Thanks for tuning in to The Bullpen, a Texans podcast. Please like, comment, subscribe, and follow along for more Texans talk from The Bullpen.
At Kroger Pharmacy, care is what's most convenient for you. Care is being here when you need us. We're open evenings and weekends. Care is helping you save more. Most insurance plans and discount cards are accepted at your local Kroger Pharmacy. Care is saving you time by managing your prescriptions online. You can request refills, check order status, and more. Care is convenience that works for everyone. Kroger Health, a world of care is in store. Services and availability vary by location. Age and other restrictions may apply. For coverage, consult your health insurance company. Visit the pharmacy or our site for details.